And now for a reading from John chapters 1, verses 6 through 8 and 19 through 28. A man named John was sent from God. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him everyone would believe in the light. He himself was not the light, but his mission was to testify concerning the light. This is John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him, "Who are you?" John confessed. He didn't deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" John said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" John answered, "No." They asked, "Who are you?" We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? John replied, "I am a voice crying out in the wilderness, 'Make the Holy One's path straight,' just as the prophet Isaiah said." Those sent by the Pharisees asked, "Why do you baptize if you aren't the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered, "I baptize with water. Someone greater stands among you whom you don't recognize. He comes after me, but I am not worthy to untie his sandal straps." This encounter took place across the Jordan in Bethany, where John was baptizing. The word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning, all.
Little technical difficulties. You're on, Tara.
Okay.
Go for it.
No worries. No worries. Good morning, all. It's good to be with you all again. I want to first offer that a question, but I hope you have other questions. A question that I want to offer is, what disruptions have gotten me to grow in love? And it's a combination of what Bruce has offered from this morning's little walking devotional, and then also a reality of playing with the character that we get to read with today. Thank you, Ev. But John is a fun, spicy character. And so we want to play with and dance with and recognize that what disruptions have gotten me to grow in love? That's a question, and it'll come up in chat also if you'd like to see it. Let's go ahead, maybe from last time. I like to dive into the conversation and the reflection. So, right now in this time, you can recognize with me, and I recognize with you, we're here on Sundays. Some of us might be new to a Sunday virtual ritual. Some of us might be new to Advent. Others of us, we're the nerds. Whether it's virtual or in person, it's Advent. We go to church. And the fact is, our ritual, our practice for this season, it is totally disrupted. And we are taking in what we'd call sub-rituals, maybe. I don't agree with it, but these rituals of ways to be in Advent, because we're not in our regular Advent way. We're passing around the Advent wreath. We're mailing candles to families and members so that they can have their own Advent wreath, right? We've unboxed. I have a daughter who loves unpackaging things. There was joy and a little disappointment when it was just the Advent candles when she unboxed it. We start paying attention, and maybe you've been a nerd and you started making a Spotify list with just Advent-only hymns. Those are the real high church nerds. It's all good. We've been trying to come into this season over and over each week, but it's going to be disrupted. We're disrupted by COVID. We're disrupted in the reality still of life and death in our midst. We're disrupted with ways that we want to be with one another. And sometimes we can't even get to one another, even in the virtual way. And I appreciate then playing with this sacred, fun, authoritative character of John for today. This is a disruptive character. This is a disruptive voice who carries with him the old story into a new way. And therefore, we can hold together in tension or in hope or however you want to, maybe don't even define it. But you can hold that there are disruptions that are unholy. I don't like them. And there are disruptions that are hard and they actually get me to pay attention. And here we are holding this truth for us today in this season of Advent together. And John is a disruptive voice and character who actually is getting us to pay attention to what is possible, what is coming, what is new life. This is the disruption that is life-giving. This is the disruption that is feeling uncomfortable, not ordered, not traditional, and yet it carries with it sacred word, story of story of story, generation of generation of generation. And it is churning something in my soul. So as we are disrupted in this Advent season by things that are out of our control and things that are also getting us to pay attention, this becomes the breaking opening, the opening up, maybe even the the unpackaging or opening up a box of what was very standard in our lives. For some of us, it was, oh, who's going to be the Advent Linder this Sunday? But now we want to see how you're going to do it, right? Or it was, I wonder which hymn we're going to sing and act like it's Advent, but it's really supposed to be sung at Christmas. But now we're starting to say, wait, I wonder how many variations of this one hymn has actually been done over the years. We are getting to come into this Advent season through the disruptions. And I believe with John today, we could actually say, how are these disruptions? Let's not today for this moment just focus on how they've been hurting, but let's look at the disruptions that are actually getting us to grow, to have some more sacred thought and refresh breath of this love that is coming into this, breaking into this with us. I've been attending a Bible study online with Professor Adam Clark from Xavier University. He manages the Black Theology community courses. And he has been introducing to this group of clergy that Advent gets to be this threefold path. And maybe this year might be the year that you can actually pay attention to the middle narrative, as opposed to always having it be about maybe just this beautiful, intimate, fragile story with a baby and a family and poverty. It's important. Or the second coming and paying attention to all those crazy scriptures that get, I don't know about you, but some of us Presbyterians, very uncomfortable, but we'll hang with it. he offered that this other narrative, there are three narratives that get to play with one another during Advent. And this third narrative is actually the one that we sometimes bypass in this season. And it's about the coming of Jesus into our hearts. A personal Jesus. I take a breath and I think, well, that's not very community-based. And as he's been opening up this path, we are listening that you can hold all three together. And it feels weird. Maybe it's too many narratives at one time, but actually for this season and Advent, I am enjoying having to think and consider and break open, open up a package of what it means to have Jesus come into my heart. A very simple question. But it's including this personal, fragile, intimate relationship with us, Emmanuel, and also including what I can keep doing. It's the active waiting, the active disruption of what needs to break open inside of me so that I am able to not only see, hear this new growth, these new opportunities, but I am participating, not because I'm ready, but because Jesus is the light. We've all been doing this. We have been so disrupted that I am seeing how this lifestyle that we live in now, it's not just about enduring and waiting for. It is a lifestyle that we are taking on because since we have broken open the way to be the church, the way to be in Christ's ministry, we have realized that breaking open church has meant more people are able to visit and attend and be with one another than we have ever thought worship, organized corporate worship could be. This disruption has truly grown the church, the relationship of community together in an active way. Recognizing how to be accessible with people in active ways. We have a friend, Bruce and I and other colleagues, we have a friend right now, and God bless the horror of a disruption in her life. She had to have surgery on her spine, and she has ended up paralyzed. And in this state of a very painful disruption, what is breaking open? I do not know yet, and I don't want to over-theologize it. And what I also know is she's coming to church. She's offering Bible studies. She's having to work through in the midst of it all, and she is finding what is life now. The church is providing this with her. The church of the body of Christ is providing this for her. We are breaking new ground. Because of these limits, because of this disruption, we are breaking new ground still with, just like John is professing and proclaiming the Isaiah passage, we are breaking new ground with the same old story. How is this old story that's in you and that is in me, how we are going to express it, allow ourselves to be disrupted so that we can share it with new breath, new beginnings, new hopes, new joys. And it's okay to share them with the tired disruptions because God is actually the one. The threefold narrative, God is the one that is holding us and guiding us and speaking for us. So, what disruptions have gotten you to grow in the love, that deep abiding love of God that we know now never leaves us, And that story is so old that is actually one that we love to hear over and over and over again because it is life-giving. What disruptions am I okay with now? I don't want to over-theologize, and I'm not going to theologize COVID. Let me be very clear. But I will recognize the disruptions, and I will recognize how God continues to be persistent in these rituals these days so that God's life, new growth, continues no matter the limitations. Alleluia. Amen.